Now, you know, as a shrink, something I've been doing now, I've been shrinking now for 25, 26 years. I used to be 6'9". I try to educate you on the various psychological diagnoses out there. Wherever possible, I use the calls as a springboard to educate and enlighten and just get you a little more aware of this whole mind, body, emotion, behavior, social, moral thing. Well, I'm not keeping up, and I owe you folks an apology. The psychological diagnoses are coming out a little faster than I can keep pace with them. I'm going to do my best, but apparently there are some diagnoses I am missing. For example, I did not realize this. I had heard about this one. There were some folks down in Florida who came down with PEST. Now, for a diagnosis to be really legit, really to gain popular acceptance, you've got to be able to have an acronym. And it's better if you have an acronym that spells a word. That's a lot better. Middle Child Syndrome is MCS. You know, you need a vowel in there, you know. Post-election selection trauma, PEST, PEST. And it required treatment by licensed therapists after George Bush's reelection. Signs of the syndrome is a constellation of symptoms. According to psychologist Douglas Schuller of Boca Raton, are being, quote, I'm quoting now, depressed and angry and, quote, threatening to leave the country. Did you know that's a symptom? That's a symptom of a syndrome. Und wer der Lose aber in das Duder some wer. Because you want to leave the country, well, that's a symptom. Say I want to jaywalk. Well, I guess that would be a symptom of something. What if I want to go up and, in a fit of anger, put my fist through a wall? Well, a symptom of something. The executive director of the American Health Association, you got some big fancy words here, said that PEST is, quote, something we're going to develop a counseling program for. You got to have it. You know, every future election, there's going to be people who are upset over who was elected. So we got a new thing, post-election selection trauma. Here's another one, and this, I'm glad I saw this, because every once in a while I get the urge to put a dollar down and play the lottery. So if I can win it, you know, you can give all the money to Catholic Radio and help them out. Lottery winners, experts warn, may become victims of SWS. Sudden wealth syndrome. Should be worried about being a victim of sudden wealth syndrome. Pain, here's the symptoms. Painful confusion, guilt, you know, I won and those other schleps didn't, and self-destructive behavior can befall anyone who strikes it rich according to the Money, Meaning, and Choices Institute. Education and personal counseling are particularly important, the Institute says, in cases of ticker shock, anxiety and depression in response to stock market volatility. Psychologist Stephen Goldbart reports seeing clients afflicted with, this is what can happen when you have sudden wealth syndrome, sudden loss of wealth syndrome, which, not surprisingly, often follows cases of sudden wealth syndrome. You can't have sudden loss of wealth syndrome if you didn't have wealth to begin with. So those of you who are poor, those of you who have never lost, well, those of you who have never won a lottery, you're okay. You are protected. You will not experience sudden loss of wealth syndrome. S-L-O-W-S, slows. Slows. Ah, all right. A couple more here. Single professors on college faculties are an unnoticed but deeply aggrieved victim group, according to a report in the Chronicle of Higher Education. Now, you got to understand, the Chronicle of Higher Education is something that goes around so many college campuses. It is the journal of college campuses. The report said that unmarried professors are under pressure to do more than their fair share of work because they have no family obligations and are expected to show up at wedding showers they do not wish to attend. Said one professor, single people are the last underrepresented minority. Oh, man, all the kids out there who don't know this. All right. Oh, well, we got another one here. Atheists. Yep. According to the Free Thought Society of Greater Philadelphia, a support group for non-believers, atheists are complaining that, quote, religious people are permitted everything. Quote, religious organizations have also been glorified by the government as social service providers. Discriminatory acts and slurs against beleaguered atheists can now be reported to the National Atheist Ombuds. Now, not necessarily a syndrome category, but working its way there, Santa Claus. Yep. So those of you who don't do Santa Claus, you can breathe easy here because you don't have to worry about a syndrome. Santa Clauses are victims of unsympathetic bosses and parents, as well as kids who ask tenacious questions, says Victor Nevada, a professional Santa in Calgary, Canada. Are you ready? Why the problem is? The kids are heavy to lift and ask tough questions about Iraq and Afghanistan. There's always the risk of being sued. I had a Santa working for me a couple of years ago. He had a little girl on his knee, and he commented, "You have nice eyes and nice hair." She claimed sexual harassment. And the last, this isn't really a syndrome, but I think it could qualify. Stephen Serenpa's father and stepmother complained when Stephen separated from his wife and found a new girlfriend. Got this? His dad and stepmother complained. Well, I don't know what dad's complaining about. He obviously remarried. Anyway, father and stepmother complained when he found a new girlfriend and left his wife. Stephen says they called him a sinner. Stephen also was an employee in his father's business, and he got fired. What did he do? Well, he did what you're supposed to do as any good American. Stephen sued his parents in federal court for religious and marital status discrimination. I just want to tell you, if any of you out there don't belong to any of these groups, you know when our Lord said, two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Well, in modern America, if two or three have the same complaint, there a diagnosis is. All righty. There you have it. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. This sent to me from Joe. George was sitting at a stoplight this morning. Lady in front of him was going through papers on the seat of her car. And when the light changed to green, she did not obey its command. When the light turned to red and she still had not moved, George began screaming epithets and beating on his steering wheel. His expressions of rage were interrupted by a policeman tapping on his window. He protested, "You can't arrest me for hollering in my car." The policeman ordered him into the back seat of the cruiser. After 2 hours in a holding cell, the officer advised George he was free to go. George says, "I knew you couldn't arrest me for what I was yelling in my own car. You haven't heard the last of this." The officer replied, "Sir, I didn't arrest you for shouting in your car. I was directly behind you at the light. I saw you screaming and beating your steering wheel and swearing, and I said to myself, what's going on here? Then I noticed the cross hanging from your rearview mirror, the fish on your trunk lid, and the 'My boss is a Jewish carpenter' bumper sticker. And I figured you must have stolen that car from a Christian." Ow.